This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
So pretty.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Was that you singing along with that?
Oh, I just thought you meant how I'm looking today.
Oh, well, you are looking very pretty.
Thank you.
I mean, as usual. Maybe thanks. I don't say it enough to you.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
Here's a reminder. You're beautiful to me.
It's been a minute since I've heard that. Yeah. Thank you guys very much.
You're beautiful. It's true.
Oh, James Blunt.
Yeah, that guy.
510 says, good morning, Alice. I went on vacation to Spain and I missed you guys.
Oh, you didn't have to.
Use the app and take us with you. We love to hear from you when you're in Spain
Absolutely.
Or anywhere.
Right. The Odyssey app is, it's really is the way to listen.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go over the hill and everything starts to crackle. No, if you're on the app, you're all set.
Yep.
Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Odyssey.
And that's how my people in Santa Cruz get us.
Yeah, well, that's,
through the app.
You know, that's what my mom's doing. She's listening on that. Everyone, people who live all over the world, that's how they listen on the Odyssey app. So, you know, don't leave us behind. We get super lonely and sad when you're not listening to us.
Put this in your pocket.
Put this in your pocket, please. Really close to that one thing. Oh.
Whoa.
Talking about your wallet, fool. So this part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It is the perfect resource for choosing your next movie, choosing your next show, staying updated on the latest celebrity trash and news stories. It's all there.
Mm.
The Facebook page.
We're about to post some stuff now, right?
We are. Actually, a couple things that are happening tonight. We've got the trailers for these. Did you look at that third thing?
I did.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll get to it. Right, here we go. Here's what's on your TV
tonight. Let's get to the first two.
Yeah,
first,
yeah. Right. Sure. Things are in order, Sarah. You gonna? Okay, thanks. The series premiere of FUBAR is tonight on Netflix.
Oh.
We've been talking about this for quite a while.
It'll kick your ass and make you laugh. I remember that.
Yeah,
line.
That's the quote.
That's the quote from my life.
Excuse me. So it's on Netflix, and it is basically True Lies, but with his daughter this time. The series premiere of FUBAR on Netflix. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a veteran CIA agent forced to work with his daughter on a mission after they find out that they've been lying to each other for years about working for the agency. Oh,
so
my God.
His daughter does the strip tease that Jamie Lee Curtis
about that
does?
Too. Mm-hmm.
Is that?
That's hopefully what, not.
I hope not.
And I don't
too.
Know what happened to Jamie Lee Curtis's character in this. I assume she gave him a child at some point and then, I don't know, went on her merry way.
All right.
So the daughter is played by Monica Barbaro. That's the chick from Top Gun Maverick. Mm-hmm. She plays one of the fighter pilots. And she's good. And she's in something else, too. Like, this is a girl who stars on the rise, in my opinion. So we have the trailer for that. We're putting that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. The third is, if you need me to tell you this, just get on the internet and go to a site that's ad supported, and you will know that the third season premiere of The Kardashians is on Hulu. I cannot get away from it today. Hulu, way to pepper the world with little video clips and little sidebars and the bottom third and top third and scrolled down and it popped up.
That would make for a great talk show.
Yeah, I guess. The third season premiere of The Kardashians is on Hulu. I don't know that much about that. I did watch the very first episode that they went over to Hulu. It was very slickly produced. Mm-hmm. Looked amazing. I think, though, that Hulu is a one episode at a time place.
Oh.
Unlike like a Netflix that's a six episodes at a time or whatever.
Right.
And then there's something called 100 Years of Warner Brothers. And it is a series on Max, which used to be HBO Max. I'm just going to start trying to call it Max. Can't really let go of it yet, though. And it's narrated by, it's Thursday, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, all right.
And he's a great narrator. We've heard him narrate. He did the March of the Penguins thing, too, didn't he? Isn't he the guy?
He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like today's narrator. And here's what it's
a lot of the duck. Well, he's not all over the trailer, which is what I expected.
Oh.
But it's really cool, though. I loved just watching and seeing what it's going to be about.
Oh.
Check it out here.
It's
very daring artistic achievements. That's what I think about when I think of Warner.
They were dirt poor, but they gambled everything.
You were tough street guys clawing to success.
They're big gangsterish in their DNA, the brothers.
What can you say Brothers. About that transaction that sends your older brother to an early grave?
Sam Warner really believed this sound technology could revolutionize cinema.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
The factory system was breaking down. It has been described.
Yeah, it's really cool.
There's some really old, like black and white footage of all the places where they're storing this stuff and the old equipment they used to. This looks fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, when you said that, I went, ain't nobody going to watch that. Now I'm looking at the trailer going, I think I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, it looks really interesting. So it's called 100 Years of Warner Brothers. I just figured it was going to be sort of a look back through, you know, the annals of history.
Mm.
But it sounds like one of the brothers killed the other brother. That's what it sounds like there. And I will watch that.
I never even really considered that there were actual Warner Brothers.
Right. Who are these Warner Brothers?
I mean...
Bill and Ted Warner?
You know, friends can use that term loosely.
Sure. But of course there were 100 years of it. That means, and they said that he thought that talking would revolutionize. It did. We love to hear what people are saying and not read it.
Am I wrong? Or wasn't Warner Brothers also a record label for a minute?
Oh, I believe it still is. Maybe it branched out. Yeah, Warner Brothers
Records. It
would
make sense that
they were the cartoon people, right? Wasn't Warner Brothers
that's
folks.
For sure.
I mean, we grew up watching Saturday morning Warner Brothers cartoons.
Oh, there's Warner Music
Warner
Group,
Records.
Warner
yeah.
Records.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are a record label of iconic culture-shaping music and entertainment.
All right.
Yeah, I want to say Devo was on Warner Brothers. As a kid, you know, when you looked at the stuff.
Yeah, sure. Because you did that. You sat and listened to the record while you read every little snippet of information that you were getting on the band from the album cover. Children, things have changed. Okay. The director of The Flash just spilled a major cameo. If you don't... I think this is a spoiler. So I will warn you before I'm going to say the name. And then if you don't want to hear it after I lay it all out, you can just turn your radio down for a second. The DC Universe, and in this particular story, they talk about how the DC Universe has been treading water. They're the ones, they've got Batman, they've got Superman. This Flash thing, they say, is going to change all of that. Marvel's been crushing. And then there's DC that's just, who I think actually has the better superheroes, and they've just been treading water. Now, I don't know. I guess that's arguable. Maybe there are people who are just like, the Robert Pattinson Batman was the best one I've ever seen. Henry Cavill as Superman wasn't too dark for me.
You know, I think the difference for Marvel, and someone out there I'm sure is way more tuned into this than me, was that it seems Marvel had a plan. And you even hear now, and I think they overdid it. They overdid the market, and now they're suffering for it. But they had a plan, and they put these things out in a way that it felt like there was a thread.
Yeah.
The other one, DC, it seems like they haven't had a plan.
They keep retelling the same story,
mm-hmm. and we find ourselves going, I got it. Batman's parents were killed in the... Anyway... You know, we've heard, and the Superman, we got it, man. How about you go out there and keep a thread going for a minute and let us meet some new villains?
Right.
We get it. He gets with Lois Lane, and now that guy that we followed through that storyline again has been kicked out, and they're going to start over.
Yeah.
I hope the whoever this guy is, James Gunn or what, Jamie Gunn? What's that guy's name?
Gunn? It's the director's Andy Muschietti.
Oh, but I'm talking about the guy who just took over DC.
Yeah, it is James Gunn.
Whatever. I hope he has a plan.
Wasn't the Guardians of the Galaxy his last thing for Marvel?
Yeah, and we can only sit through one more telling of these origin stories before it's
I don't want any more retelling.
Get on with it, bro.
I will say, though, that every generation gets their set or something. They get to watch they don't want to watch ours. I don't know why. They look freaking great.
Brandon Routh barely got to do his episodes, and then there was no time for a whole nother generation to need the retelling from Cavill.
Right. We don't need it. So here's the thing. In this movie, The Flash. That people are losing their S over.
I've heard it's good, too.
And have somehow kept this particular cameo, like there's a new Superman, and you will not believe who it is, except that also it's so perfect.
Do you know?
I do.
Oh, write it down.
Well, I'll say it. But I will warn. But I'm not saying it yet. I told you. I will warn you before I say the name.
Oh, I am into this.
Do not yell it out.
I can't yell it out. I don't know.
I'll play a little bit.
Yesterday, the director Andy Muschietti. Spoiled a major cameo.
Who's that guy?
It's sort of a new Superman, and there he is.
That's a joke.
It's not a joke.
No, you've been had.
Right?
You've been had.
Just a cameo, but this guy dove into it. It is the one that he always wanted to. This is a clue in and of itself. This guy always wanted to play this character and was supposed to be in a movie called Superman Lives with Tim Burton directing. In fact, there's video that by the way, is, I think this is younger, this person, mm-hmm. trying on outfits and that's Tim Burton supervising in this video. So this is 20-year-old video, but he always wanted to play this part. So this is about 25 years after he almost played Superman. So I'm going to say the name now. I'll give you a countdown.
Never mind what I thought.
Give me 15, 20 seconds because I'm going to say this and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this person and their relationship to this. So this is for The Flash, a major cameo, a small cameo, but a major one nonetheless. Superman will be played by 3, 2, 1, Nicolas Cage, who has always been trying to be Superman, like his whole career. He almost played him in that movie, Superman Lives. He named his kid, isn't his kid's name like Kal-El?
Mm-hmm.
He loves Superman and all things Superman. So if you're back now, we won't say the name again, but that's, I can't wait.
The reason I'm not saying I don't believe you.
Okay.
And I'm not saying this isn't happening, but I'd heard from the guy, is it James Gunn? Whatever that guy's name is, he was saying they want a young person that can take this through. That was the whole thing I was just saying. Like, they keep putting someone in and then having to start over because that person's...
This sounds like a tiny... Maybe it's like one of those things where they're, you know, the parallel...
time travel, right.
Parallel
that
universe
makes
stuff.
More sense, but I don't know how they're going to make new movies with this person.
Well, they'll just recast it, I guess. That's what they do. Recast things. As you said, they just keep recasting it and throwing it back out there. I know. So this movie opens June 16th. It's right around the corner. Everyone is flipping out over it. They say it's going to put DC back on the map.
Okay.
I believe them. Fine. So there you go. That's if you missed it,
when does it come out? The Flash?
June. I just closed that window. June 13th, I believe. Either June. It's mid-June.
Are they going to risk sending 16th. The star out to do promotion?
They can't. Can they?
I don't think they can.
That guy's a ticking time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
That person, I should say.
Yeah.
Or maybe that person's on the right cocktail of meds right now and is fine to go out and do the promotion.
That person
has had a troubled couple of years.
Yeah,
here.
I believe there's no safe way to
send... We're talking about Ezra Miller, who plays The Flash.
Right. There's no way to send... I mean, unless you've just... been able to make all the people who ask the questions on the page.
Yep. That is something that they can do.
It's been done to us.
Sure. Here's the questions that you're allowed to ask.
No, still, that guy's unpredictable.
Yes. He might get sick of answering those same questions from the paper over
and over. Punch somebody for no reason.
Yeah.
Well,
or they could keep him.
That's one way to promote your
far,
show.
Far away. That is a way, I guess. Anyway, the Flash is right around the corner. June 16th, you say, 2023. And there's a major cameo in there, which I'm not going to repeat. If you missed it and you're wondering who it is and you want this mini spoiler, you're going to have to go get our daily podcast. Which, by the way, you know, a lot of people do listen to the show that way. They download our daily podcast right there on the Odyssey app. It's all there for you. You can listen back. We love that. Thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Look at us moving into the next
century. Well, who was it? I wrote it down. Was it Kayla? Who did I say hi to yesterday?
Kayla.
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 Kayla listens to us at night.
Whenever she has the time to do it.
Hi, Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
Hello.
Oh. Next up, just really quickly, let me see if I... I'll do this one. The Brady Bunch house that HGTV bought in 2018, they outbid Lance Bass for it. Lance Bass of NSYNC was like, I got to have that. He is from NSYNC, right? I get the two boys.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they produced a series for it on HGTV because, of course, they did a very Brady renovation. They made the inside look just like it did on the original show at the cost of $2 million. It was a house that could not really accommodate the things that they really needed to do. And so they managed to somehow make it so when you walked in the front door, you know, Mike's office is over there on the right. There's the sunken living room, the stairs that go up, the kitchen's over there to the left. You know what I'm talking about. It's all there. So that was the last time it was on the market, 2018. And it's back on the market again. They paid $3.5 million for it, HGTV. It's in North Hollywood. They spent about $2 million renovating it. And they're selling it for $5.5 million. $5.5 million. I don't know what the other houses in the street go for. And I assume that 3.5 was high for the neighborhood because it was the Brady Bunch house. Some of the money.
So there's no profit there for them.
Well, they got a hit show out of it. I watched that
show. Oh, so the commercials. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Right. I mean, I guess that's part of what the budget is. And I'll bet you that a lot of... I've noticed that when they do these reno shows, they highlight this furniture brand, this appliance brand. Mm. And I'm sure that those... They're getting all that stuff for free. This paint, that rug, because they run ads for
the. What I remember about the Brady house, and I didn't watch it religiously, but I certainly saw it. It was about that stairway into that living room area.
Yep.
Like, that was where they had the kitchen and that room off the kitchen.
Right.
And then there was, you know, Mike's place where he did his architecture.
Sure, yeah. That was over on the right. And then there was Alice's. Alice had a room in
off
the back.
That kitchen area. Yep. But that's, anyway, that's, so, but that main area, if you walked into that living room, you would certainly go, I'm in the Brady house.
I'm in the Brady house. We never knew what the front wall looked like.
That.
There it is. Incredible. Huh. With a look at that, it's an in-house planter. That's amazing. So is this the actual one that they recreate? That looks like the recreation.
Yeah, because of the design on the wall.
Yeah.
Up top. Hmm. It's really neat. I like it.
It's really cool.
I'm not buying it, though.
Yeah, not for $5.5 million, tell you that right now.
It's that banister does look fun.
It does, yeah.
God, I used to just play... Speaking of things we did as kids that you would just, you know, your parents would go find something to do. I would play on our banister.
Sliding down it.
Then we'd set stuff down from the couch down below, and I'd jump right over the side of the stairs down to the... It was a blast. Good times.
Yeah. That you actually survived.
Yeah.
That's great news. Oh, wow. You know, I look at the banister on that thing, and I feel like that's not the code. These days, everything's got to be, you know, smaller than a baby's head could fit through. And
that's the original house.
Oh, this is the original set.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say it's the house.
Oh.
Well, yeah, the house, but I think
this is the refinished house. Of the, because the house looked nothing like the actual set of the Brady's inside. That was the whole thing, the very Brady reno. Very cool. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. I am done.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go!
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A very strange thing happened on the way to the studio. I'm sitting here. Vinny and I are just sitting, reading, quietly minding our own business. I look out the door to my left. It's straight over to where Bryn's studio is. And Alex, our guy here, assistant producer, and Bryn, our producer, who's bare chest and a six pack I've not seen in
11 years.
11 years since shortly after you got the gig. They're standing out there and they both pull their shirts up and flash me. And Vinny, and I'm like, ah! And Vinny's like, what happened? I'm like, where's my camera? And then they were gone. I don't know why that happened.
Well, but you guys,
it needs to happen again.
Just so you know, you did it wrong. She goes, they flashed me. I'm all, oh, you saw their chunches? Like, well,
that's next.
That's not flashing.
I don't want to see that.
All right, let me. Gotcha. I'm getting ready.
Don't, because I'll call HR.
I'm
going to
get up right now.
He needs to fluff.
Please don't, Jesus. I am not in the mood for that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to dump that. I forgot.
Yeah. All right. Everyone, go to radioalice.com/contests. You'll see all of the cool giveaways that we have. You can't believe some of the stuff we're giving away right now. While you're there, browse around. Take a look at the latest news stories. Get our show's full podcast.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app, the ultimate audio destination for music, news, sports, and podcasts. With the Odyssey app, you can stream your favorite radio stations, discover new music, and listen to your favorite radio shows and podcasts on demand. The best part is you can get your Sarah and Vinny fix on the go.
All right.
Download the free Odyssey app today.
Odyssey.
How much was that?
It's free.
Free.
$0.
Oh. Right.
2 seconds to download a lifetime of free content.
Hey, it's amazing. It's free.
Here's what's happening. And this is just a quick update. I don't want us caught up in this for long. Please. But I did find it interesting that while I'm not paying attention to all the stuff political, because it's just gotten too frustrating.
Yeah.
Our government is slowly but surely getting everybody that was involved in January 6th, the most recent Capitol rioter, the guy who put his feet on Pelosi's desk, just got 4 years.
All right.
And the list, I went, oh, wow, they're really working their way through this bunch. There's a list on, I found it on TimeMagazine.com. They've gone after every one of these people.
They tried to round them all up.
And they have done a very good job. What happened to the January 6th rioters arrested since the Capitol attack? And they've listed them. And the list is long. And this guy, Thomas Webster, got 10 years. This guy, Albuquerque Cosper Head, 90 months. And they go down the list of all the people and what they did. One lady just walked into the building, but she took a selfie while in there, and then posted it multiple times.
So smart.
On Instagram.
Solid move.
And was busted. She did herself in. She ratted herself out.
What did she get?
By posting, they say Oh, shucks.
Just for breaching the hull of the Capitol building, there was a sentence.
There's
involved.
A list. Yeah, there were and 41 months in prison for Greg Rubenacker. Like, it's a long list of people.
What about all the actors that were hired?
Here's the list.
Pretend that it was an insurgency.
She got a month in prison just for
being there.
She posted a picture of herself in the building and wrote, "Infamy is just as good as fame." And then she repeated her posts from inside the building and busted herself. So anyway, the government's continuing to find these people and prosecute them and give them time. Now, the story that I teased you with was about a guy who walks into a bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And leaves without one of his arms. This is ridiculous. I don't want to give you my arm. Is that how much a drink costs? What is happening here?
A 23-year-old guy in Florida named Jordan Rivera is in the news after losing his arm to an alligator on Sunday.
Oh.
He was outside a bar in Port Charlotte, about 90 miles south of Tampa. There's a pond out back, and that's where it happened. He remembers falling down, so he went to the bar.
And then fell down, go boom, by the alligator pool. Why do they have an alligator pond in the back of the bar?
Why? Well,
is it on the bar property, or did he just like wander off into a drainage ditch?
Isn't that the deal in Florida?
Ditch.
Like, that's if you're on near a golf course in Florida, there's a chance gators are around.
If you're on a street in Florida,
so there it is.
Everything is like I don't even know what they call them, retention ponds or something. They hold the water that would otherwise be covering the land,
right?
And all of them get populated if they're big enough and they stay wet long enough. Alligators move in.
He remembers falling down, and then he woke up in the hospital. It turned out the 10-foot alligator got him.
10-foot alligator.
People at the bar made a tourniquet and saved his life. He did an interview from the hospital bed and was surprisingly upbeat about the whole thing. Quote, "I lost an arm. It's not the end of the world." He said he just feels lucky to be alive.
Is it his right arm or his left arm?
Someone started a GoFundMe.
All right.
To help him cover his medical bills. If you want to donate, it's Help Jordan and His Family. That's the GoFundMe campaign.
Title.
The only thing that really seemed to bug him was the rumor that he was being dumb and went out back to feed the alligator. He says he was just out there trying to use the bathroom. And the rumor's not true at all.
So he was peeing in the pond. And he pissed off the alligator.
What?
He's like, dude, that stings. What are you doing?
I don't know if he's
paying
pissed
me
off.
That.
That's funny. Anyway, so the guy goes into a bar and leaves in an ambulance without one of his arms.
Oh, boy. These people and these alligators.
I will give it to him, though. That is a nice, upbeat attitude.
It's still fresh, Ben.
I think he lost his right arm.
Hopefully he was a lefty, because that's the thing. I mean, you do so much with your dominant
They do hand. Check in with people right after a shark attack, and they seem to still be in shock. And then later, when you check back with them,
I can't get my pants up.
They're like, I haven't slept in a year. I'm repeatedly being attacked when I close my eyes.
Every time I close my eyes, I lose another limb.
So it's hard to be brave when you've been eaten, or parts of you have been eaten.
Oh,
yeah. Well, let's see. Let's hope.
Do you have to kill that alligator now? It's a man-eater.
Jordan Rivera. Oh, I don't know.
I think they do.
Yeah, they do.
Once it has the taste of human blood. Delicious.
All right. How about a fast fact?
I'll have a fast fact, Ben. I'll try to not ask you any questions about it.
Big Bird from Sesame Street is 8 feet, 2 inches tall.
You ever see the guy that was doing... I don't think he does them anymore. I don't think he can. Because he had to hold the whole head up above his... And work the mouth. He held it up above his head.
Oh.
And it was, seen drawings of like what he would look like inside there. And it was exhausting.
I bet.
Guy.
It's hard to hold. That would be.
Yeah. And to work it and just to be there constantly. I guess you'd lean against
your head. I would love to see the outtakes of him just falling over and yelling, "Get me out of this thing."
He puts his hand
I need
down,
a break.
And the bed's just swinging.
Joseph Stalin's real last name was Zagushvili. He changed it to Stalin as he was rising to power.
Easier to say.
Stalin means man of steel.
Okay. Thank you. So, thanks for
That's
Stalin, the guy who did 20 million people. That was his legacy, right?
I don't know.
Russian dude, no.
Yeah, he's a Russian dude. Yeah. But 20, I don't know what you're talking
about. I think it was 20 million people. 20 million Jews, I believe.
Frank Sinatra had a fatal heart attack on May 14th, 98, right as Seinfeld finales was on. Since so many people were inside watching, the traffic in L.A. was light. And he was able to get to the hospital faster than usual, but it did not help. He died.
Oh, wow. Huh. I didn't realize. He died that day.
Pumpernickel literally translates to devil's farts in old German.
Nickel is farts?
It got his...
Or his pumper. Pompa. Pompa nickel.
It got its name because people found it hard to digest. Pumpernickel.
Oh, devil's farts. Hmm. Why? Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Human brains are predisposed toward distraction. The average brain wanders for an average of 47% of the day. It's what we do.
It
On
is
this
what
show,
we do.
We're expert at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sun makes up 99.9% of the mass of the solar system. All of the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets make up the other 0.1%.
Wow. Well, the sun is huge. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is turned into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Thank you, they might be giants.
Oh.
Amazing. Mm.
Sarah,
Yara.
You being the horse guy on the show.
Thank you for noticing.
Do you know where the phrase hands down comes from?
Oh, well, I know you measure a horse in hands, but why would it be hands down? I don't.
The phrase hands down comes from horse racing. If a jockey was so far in the lead he could drop his hands and loosen the reins, it meant he was winning hands down.
Oh, as in I no longer need to even encourage this nag to cross
No hands.
That's amazing. Look, Ma, no hands. I like it.
Well, they do that in like fighting too, you know, when they're like up and one is significantly better than the other fighter, he would just put his hands down, like, you know, rather than
taunt.
He beat him hands,
yeah, he's taunting
hands down.
Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm, interesting.
This is an unfortunate reality.
I don't
like it. I saw the headline. If you did any of these things growing up, you're old.
Okay. I prepare to feel
you
old, everybody.
Mother, I was like, why you?
I do.
And all you young people just prepare to go, her old people.
If you've ever used a pencil to rewind a cassette tape, you're old.
Mm.
That is the best, though. The pencil head was... I don't know. Is that a hexagon?
I
what
think
is that?
So, right? Isn't it a hexagon?
Six sides.
I don't have one.
That's the one that would catch all the things.
If you ever had a car that needed two different keys, one to unlock the door and one to start the engine, you're old.
Okay.
We had that. Our Oldsmobiles had that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I think I always just had one.
There was one square and one round.
Huh. Oh yeah.
Yeah. There were two keys. I remember our Oldsmobile station wagon had two keys.
Yeah. GMC trucks had that too.
Wow.
That.
One.
Sure, starts it up, one opens the door.
Right.
Wow.
It's fun. I
remember the oval and the square.
That was a standard thing for cars in the 70s, I would say.
Yeah. Now we just get near them with our phones and they unlock. It's so great.
Mm.
That's good.
When everyone's favorite treat was a push-up pop, where you basically ate ice cream out of a toilet paper roll.
Yeah, that was fun.
Those
good
those
times.
Are so good. They're still good.
I love those.
Yeah.
So
good. Those are not good.
They layer them in. There's like sometimes there's a little treat in there.
Mouth is salivating right
and
now.
And then sometimes
a push-up pop.
Yeah, those are like my favorite.
Yeah, they're good.
But I have phases though, you know. Sometimes. It's...
But you're talking about the ice cream ones, not the ones that you push out of the plastic sleeve that are like popsicles that you freeze.
Oh no, those are whatever. Those are all right.
You got a little stick that pushes up through the toilet paper roll.
Yeah, it is.
I never thought about it as a toilet paper roll. It's funny.
I'll eat ice cream out of a toilet paper roll. I have no problem with that. It's like reusing it.
These are things that mean you're old.
Okay.
If you wanted to watch a movie, you had to switch to channel 3. Because now our remotes all have a source. You can go to a different source in order to put on your DVD or whatever. But back in the day, you had to go to three. And then you could play your VCR or whatever.
Sometimes it was four. It was three or four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I always thought about with TVs when I was a kid? Why is there no number one? There was like the UHF band, and then there was channel 2.
Can someone please text in why there was no number one?
Right? I mean, it's like Tony Stark was on
If
channel
you
one.
Ever found a movie and the show times from the newspaper or by calling movie phone, they say here you're old.
Yeah, we're old for sure.
I don't like it.
Well, we used to drive by. There was this one at Brockton East, and it was a buck when we were little kids to go see a movie. It was always like second run, you know. But it was, you'd drive by and then have them all up on the marquee, and that's how I knew when they were playing. Like, oh my God, Mom, 101 Dalmatians! We gotta go to that! Or whatever movie. Valley of the Dolls, let's do it, Mom! Sounds like a kid's movie.
Let's see here. When Sarah said we never knew what the front wall looked like in the Brady house, does she mean the front door from the inside? Because we absolutely saw the front door.
No, not the front door. You could see that. That was part of that aspect of the thing. But like, go to the right. What was to the right of the front door? You never saw that. It was like a dining room.
That was all wide open. That's why.
Right? Yeah, it was open to the live studio
the
audience.
People, right.
Yeah, that's
so the
all.
The camera was.
Maybe you did get to see. I don't know. I can't remember. Were there curtains there or something? Mm-hmm.
415 says, Vin, don't forget you latched onto the banister to get away from CCD, too.
Yeah,
you yeah, did. I did do that. Yeah. That was with Sandy, though. Trust me, my dad would have put an end to that quick.
Just chop your hands off.
No, yeah, that was not good.
Oh, really?
That wasn't going to fly with Vin Sr. It worked on Sandy, though. She was pulling on my feet going, no, you're going. And I was going, no, I'm not. Mm. I did go, though, because, you know, eventually the threat of I'm telling your dad what you're doing right now, and I would go, oh, Ronnie, let me just...
I like that you and your mom had to conspire again about what would be revealed to Vince Sr.
Well, she
knew. Not good.
She knew what that meant. Trouble.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.